Ollie, you had so much possession in that game, didn't you? So much territorial advantage, particularly with them down to 10 men for much of the second half, but just couldn't find that finishing touch.
Yeah, it's very... The lads are really down in there. I've just had to kick their backsides, you know. Basically, you never know what's going to happen. As long as you keep going and you keep going and you keep going. And we threw everything at them. Kitchen sink, the whole lot. I think that's one of the best saves I've seen in a long time. Morrison's hit it, and just the way things are going. But, you know, it would be nice to win at home for these supporters who were fantastic today. And, you know, I thought it was a bad decision. I didn't think it was a sending off at all, personally. And I think that rocked us a little bit. That gave them the old siege mentality. And they were going to try and shut up shop then. And that's going to be difficult for us to, with, you know, our goals for, really, you know. I might have rather a bit. Just give them a yellow card, and, you know, I thought we were on top anyway, and made it very, very difficult. Your expectations of the game then change, and I don't think we needed that. But, you know, we tried to take advantage of it. We had all the possession. We created chances, and we just didn't score. So, bitterly disappointing for everybody connected with us. But, you know, that's another decent performance. It's another a six without defeat, and it's a good time to be doing it. Now, you know, when you look at reality, we've got to go over to QPR and try and win now. You know, that's what we've got to do, and I'll be loving it, really, to be honest. I think the lads are working really hard. I was very annoyed at the end. I'd moved Beavers up front and we didn't get the structure right behind him, and we kept putting it in there and it kept coming out, and they were able to escape what we were doing to them because we didn't have that structure right. I wanted four waiting out on the outside. I wanted two back there, and we could have had an extra man and let one of them go in if we'd have just looked over. It's just frightening. Absolutely frightening. It's about three or four times where we've got to manage ourselves in the game. And too many of my lads, I thought, were result-obsessed. Once we didn't score it, they're coming back like that instead of just getting on with the next thing, getting the structure right. And if we don't, we'll go on to the next one. You know, a point's massive. You don't know how big a point can be. We found that out against Blackburn Rovers here two or three weeks ago, and we've been on a great roll since. But that's another good performance. I thought the crowd were great. I thought the way we went about it, some of the football we played, and at the moment it's just not going for us at home in front of goal, you know. So hopefully it is away from home. We've got two left, and if we marry what we've just managed to do, an away victory and a home draw, I think that might be enough personally. So let's see what we can do. It's really exciting. I'm delighted with the last couple of weeks, and I wish our good run would have started a bit earlier, but it didn't. So I can't fault them at the moment, I tell you.